welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, July 18th. You'll be interested to know, 177 years ago today, in the year 1848, the first Women's Rights Convention commenced in Seneca Falls, New York. Organized by Lucretia Mott and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, this groundbreaking gathering marked the beginning of the organized women's rights movement in the United States. Stanton presented the Declaration of Sentiments, a document boldly proclaiming that all men and women are created equal and outlining grievances against the unequal treatment of women. This convention ignited a nationwide movement, ultimately leading to the passage of the 19th Amendment in 1920, granting women the right to vote. The Seneca Falls Convention stands as a monumental milestone in the ongoing pursuit of gender equality and human rights. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3+ feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 5 mph, which may create some texture on the surface as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 2-foot outgoing low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first low tide Friday will be 2 foot at 9 a.m. with a 5.5-foot high tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday presents a mix of surf conditions. Saturday starts with clean waist-high waves and light winds, perfect for catching a barrel. Sunday sees similar clean conditions in the morning, transitioning to fair and choppy in the afternoon. Monday maintains clean mornings but shifts to choppy afternoons, making it a mellow, longboard-friendly experience overall. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 70 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:59 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:54. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny Friday with a high near 69 and a light west wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 66 and a gentle breeze continuing. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies through Monday with highs around 68 and light west winds. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the low to mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego Gas and Electric is warning residents about a new scam targeting people in Southern California. According to Anthony Wagner from SDG&E, the scam is sophisticated enough to confuse even employees. Victims receive calls or texts demanding immediate payment for utility bills with threats of power shutoffs. Scammers send a QR code instructing victims to pay cash at stores like CVS, 7-Eleven, or Walmart. Wagner emphasizes that SDG&E will never demand payment over the phone. Remember, you are not obligated to share personal information. Now on to sports. Pittsburgh Steelers superstar pass rusher T.J. Watt has officially signed a long-awaited 3-year contract extension worth $123 million, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history for the second time. At 30 years old, Watt is poised to finish his career with the Steelers, where he is the all-time leader in career sacks. Winners from this deal include Watt himself, head coach Mike Tomlin, and new teammate Jalen Ramsey, while the Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns find themselves in tough positions as they navigate their own contract situations. In local sports, this afternoon, the Friars hit Washington for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Dylan Cease takes the mound with a 4.88, earned run average, and a 3-9 record. Manny will look to bring his power against the Nationals' undecided pitcher. 86 degrees is expected at Nationals Park, so it's set to be a warm showdown with the first pitch at 3:45. In top news, Republicans are poised to achieve their long-standing goal of cutting federal funding for public broadcasting following the Senate's approval of a $9 billion package. The vote was narrowly passed at 51-48, targeting the public broadcasting service, national public radio, and foreign aid. Notably, two Republicans, Susan Collins from Maine and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, dissented. This marks a significant shift in the Senate's approach to discretionary spending as the bill heads to the House for final approval. Critics, including Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, argue that these cuts will harm vulnerable communities both domestically and abroad. In business news, Netflix has solidified its position as a leading player in streaming and an impressive performer in the stock market. Despite a challenging period in early 2022, when subscriber losses led to a stock plunge, Netflix's share prices have since surged more than 500%, driven by revenue growth and strategic initiatives. Currently, the stock trades at approximately 59 times projected earnings, making it one of the most expensive in the S&P 500. If you had invested $1,000 in Netflix 10 years ago, it would now be worth an astonishing $11,102. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% for the week to about $121,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $3,600. And XRP is up 27% to $3.60. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. If you own an Intel Mac, you have a year to upgrade to a new model, as Apple has confirmed that macOS 27 will only support Apple Silicon. In June, Apple unveiled the latest version of macOS, cutting many Intel Macs from the compatibility list. The final version supporting Intel Macs will be macOS 26 Tahoe, which is limited to a few models, including the 13-inch MacBook Pro from 2020 and the 16-inch MacBook Pro from 2019. While these models will receive security updates for 2 years, fewer than 5 years of operating system updates is unusual for Apple. And in entertainment news, Arnold Schwarzenegger remains hopeful about the possibility of a King Conan movie, which could bring his iconic career full circle. In a recent interview with Collider, he reminisced about his early role in the 1982 film Conan the Barbarian, and expressed a desire to continue the franchise. He noted that the right director and writing could lead to a successful sequel. Schwarzenegger mentioned discussions with director John Milius and highlighted the need to convince those who own the rights to move forward. He believes that a compelling script is within reach and hopes for progress soon. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American suffragist and social reformer, Carrie Chapman Catt. And she said, "To the wrongs that need resistance, to the right that needs assistance, to the future in the distance, give yourselves." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.